First Chronicles chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Er, Onan, and Shelah. These three the Canaanite woman Bathshua bore him. Now Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death. His daughter-in-law Tamar also bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez, Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah, Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara, five in all. The sons of Carmi, Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the matter of the devoted thing, and Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons of Hezron, who were born to him, Jeramiel, Ram, and Chelubai. Ram became the father of Aminadab, and Aminadab became the father of Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon became the father of Salma, Salma of Boaz, Boaz of Obed, Obed of Jesse. Jesse became the father of Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shimeah the third, Nathanael the fourth, Redai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh, and their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, Joab, and Asahel, three. Abigail bore Amasa. The father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. These were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur became the father of Uri, and Uri became the father of Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub became the father of Jair, who had 23 towns in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took from them Havoth-Jair, Kenath, and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, in Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, wife of Hezron, bore him Ashur, father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel also had another wife, whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, Meaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam, Shammai and Jala. The sons of Shammai, Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab, Seled and Apaim, and Seled died childless. The son of Apaim, Ishai. The son of Ishai, Sheshan. The son of Sheshan, Alai. The sons of Jada, Shemai's brother, Jether and Jonathan. And Jether died childless. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Now Sheshan had no sons, only daughters. But Sheshan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jarha. So Sheshan gave his daughter in marriage to his slave Jarha. And she bore him Attai. Attai became the father of Nathan, and Nathan of Zabad. Zabad became the father of Ethlal, and Ethlal of Obed. Obed became the father of Jehu, and Jehu of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Helez, and Helez of Eleasa. Eleasa became the father of Sismai, and Sismai of Shalom. Shalom became the father of Jechemiah, and Jechemiah of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, brother of Jeremiel, Misha, his firstborn, who was father of Ziph. The sons of Marisha, father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tapua, Rikim, and Shema. Shema became father of Raham, father of Jorkiam, and Rikim became the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai, Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-Zur. Epha also, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez, and Haran became the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Rigim, Jotham, Geshan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Shaph, father of Madmana, Sheva, father of Machbena, and father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, father of Bethlehem, and Hareth, father of Beth-Gader. Shobal, father of Kiriath-Jearim, had other sons, Haroeh, half of the Menuhoth, and the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorahites and the Eshtolites. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites. The families also of the scribes that lived at Jabesh, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, father of the house of Rechab. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These are the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelite. The second, Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelite. The third, Absalom, son of Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah by Abital. The sixth, Ithream by his wife Eglah. Six were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned for 7 years and 6 months, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, four by Bathshua, daughter of Amiel. Then Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Elida, and Eliphelet, nine. All these were David's sons, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. The descendants of Solomon, Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah, Johanan the firstborn, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shallum. The descendants of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son, and the sons of Jeconiah, the captive, Shealtiel his son, Malchiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechamiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pedaiah, Zerubbabel and Shimei. And the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam and Hananiah. And Shalomith was their sister. And Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab Hesed, five. The sons of Hananiah, Pelatiah and Jeshiah, his son Rephaiah, his son Arnan, his son Obadiah, his son Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah, Shemaiah. And the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat, six. The sons of Neriah, Elionai, Hizkiah, and Azrikam, three. The sons of Elionai, Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peleiah, Akib, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, son of Shobal, became the father of Jehath, and Jehath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazalelponai. And Penuel was the father of Gidor, and Azer the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Ashur, father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temenai, and Heahashtarai. These were the sons of Neara. The sons of Hela, Zireth, Ishar, and Ithnan. Koz became the father of Anub, Zobabah, and the families of Aharhel, son of Harum. Jabesh was honored more than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabesh, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabesh called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm." And God granted what he asked. Chelub, the brother of Shuha, became the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Beth-Rapha, Paseah, and Tehina, the father of Ir-Nehash. These are the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Seraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hahath, and Meonathai. Meonathai became the father of Ophrah, and Seraiah became the father of Joab, father of Ge-Harashim, so-called because they were artisans. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the son of Elah, Kenaz, the son of Jehalalel, Ziph, Ziphah, Tiriah, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. These are the sons of Bithiah, daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married, and she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, father of Eshtemoah. And his Judean wife bore Jared, father of Gedor, Heber, father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, father of Zanoah. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Keilah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Ammon, Rina, Benhinan, and Tylon. The sons of Ishai, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, Er, father of Lichah, Laada, father of Marishah, and the families of the guild of linen workers at Beth-Ashbeah, and Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Saraph, who married into Moab, but returned to Lechem. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters and inhabitants of Netaim and Gederah. They lived there with the king in his service. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zirah, Shaul, Shalom was his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Sakur his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did all their family multiply like the Judeans. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth-Markaboth, Hazar-Susim, Beth-Bira, and Sha'araim. These were their towns until David became king, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimon, Token, and Ashan, 5 towns, along with all their villages that were around these towns, as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Seraiah, son of Asiel, Elionai, Jaakabah, Jeshohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Ziza, son of Shiphai, son of Alon, son of Jediah, son of Shimrai, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their clans increased greatly. They journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, where they found rich, good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful, for the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. These, registered by name, came in the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, and attacked their tents and the Meunim, who were found there, and exterminated them to this day, and settled in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the Simeonites, went to Mount Seir, having as their leaders Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, sons of Ishai. They destroyed the remnant of the Amalekites that had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.